When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
One of my favorite Chicago holiday traditions is the annual Music Box Theater Christmas double feature and sing-along. This year it will begin in 2 weekends, December 9th, actually, it will begin over there on North Southport Avenue. And Brian Andreotti is their director of programming at the Music Box and is on our phone line right now. Brian, happy holidays to you, pal.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Same to you.
Good to have you on with us here. Before we talk about all the particulars of the Christmas double feature, a couple of things. I want to learn the history of all of this and how you all started doing this, because I think it's great. And I've had so much fun at the holiday double feature through the years. But before we even get to that, you guys have the sing-along Sound of Music today, don't you, at the Music Box?
That's right. That's another tradition that we do every Thanksgiving weekend. People love it. The shows sell out. It's a great way to kick off your holidays.
And people come dressed up, don't they? They're like, people really get into it.
Yeah, absolutely. I was there Friday, and a bunch of children, maybe 10 children, showed up. Some dressed in brown paper packages tied up with string, and then there was even some adults who dressed up. In fact, we had a kind of masculine looking nun. I think his name was Chuck.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. Great traditions. What time is the sing-along Sound of Music today?
Today we have a show at 1 o'clock, and I believe there's a second one at 6. And because we always do it Thanksgiving weekend, and many people are busy this weekend, we also show it next weekend, Saturday and Sunday morning. So if you missed it this time, you get another chance.
Music.
Classics, I tell you. And the audience sings along. You have actual words, like follow the bouncing ball kind of words that are on the screen, right?
That's right. We have a host who comes out and warms up the audience, gives them some fun ideas of ways to interact with the film. People get a little prop bag with fun little things to play with during the film. And, yeah, it's just terrific.
Like, for example, what would be in that prop bag?
Well, one fun thing is there's a little cloth swatch. And you'll remember the scene where Maria decides to make play clothes out of the curtains.
Right.
There is a moment when she, the curtains are behind her and she's kind of thinking. At that point, the audience is supposed to take out the swatch and wave it in the air and urge Maria to turn around and look behind her. And on cue, she turns around and she gets a brilliant idea to make clothes out of the curtains.
That's part of what's so fun about this whole thing, is that it's very audience interactive and people are screaming at the screen. Turn around, and then she turns around.
There was a new addition this year that I thought was pretty clever. You'll remember during the exciting ending when the Nazis are hunting for the Von Trapp family and they're hidden in the convent. You'll recall it's very dark. The scene is very dark, and there are Nazis with their flashlights, you know, going through looking for them. Well, this year people actually took out their cell phones and put on their flashlight feature and started to shine it in the audience. So you feel like you're being hunted at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. It's really fun, these participatory features that you do. You know, part of it is the audience participation that makes it so much fun. But also part of it is seeing these movies as they were intended to be seen in the first place up on the big screen. I think it's just magnificent. You see these movies in a way like you've never seen them before.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, one of the great things about Sound of Music, you'll recall when it first came out, it was kind of, it made history because it actually shot on location in the mountains. And up until that time, this was usually done in the studio.
Right.
And so you have these wonderful vistas and them actually singing in the mountains. And that was It's spectacular to see it again on the big screen.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. So that's Sound of Music. It's 12:30 and 6:30 today, and then again next weekend at the Music Box on North Southport. But this Christmas double feature that you do, I cannot believe that it's been 34 years that you've been doing this now. How did it all start?
Well, 34 years ago, the Music Box had just reopened. After years of being shut down, and it reopened as a repertory theater, which means that every day of the week there'd be a new double feature of classic Hollywood movies. This was before the days of home video, when it wasn't very easy to see these old movies. So 34 years ago, around Christmas time, it's like, well, this is before my time, mind you. They decided, well, what double feature should we do? And they just said, well, let's do Wonderful Life and White Christmas. And just to make it special, why don't we sing Christmas carols in between? And we'll put on the screen the words to the songs. Well, that simple idea really caught on. And now 34 years later, every year we add more shows. Every year more shows sell out. Last year, believe it or not, we had 17,000 people come through our doors to see these films and to sing with Santa the Christmas carols in between.
Yeah, I'm not one bit surprised, because it's become such a lovely holiday tradition. And, you know, people come back and they bring new friends and new relatives. And I know that for a lot of families, it's become a holiday tradition. They get all dressed up in their best, you know, gaudy holiday sweaters and, you know, holiday hats and reindeer antlers. And I mean, it's a festive time each and every performance, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, and one of the things we developed over the years is, and before the film starts, we wanted to have some sort of entertainment. So on the screen, we have a slideshow. And what we show on the big screen is a combination of vintage photographs taken in Chicago over the holiday season. And these are photographs dating back to the 20s and the 30s, just with some wonderful nostalgic shots of old Chicago at Christmas time. But then in between those photos, we actually encourage our audience to bring to submit to us photos of their family.
Oh, great.
At the Music Box celebrating the Christmas show. And so you get this kind of interplay between the old Chicago and new Chicago and tradition. It's really great.
I don't think I've seen that since I've been there, but it's like opening up a family album, isn't it? Up on the big screen.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice. And then Santa comes out, and you know, there's a whole, you know, sing along again. Follow the bouncing ball up on the screen. And sing Christmas carols. It's a really fun, really, really fun time. Now, you had mentioned that these sell out earlier and earlier every year. Are people still able to get into the showings that you're going to have this year?
Absolutely, yeah. They can go to our website. All the information is there. There are plenty of shows. You know, some will sell out. You can imagine the popular ones, like a Saturday afternoon before Christmas. Those will go quickly, but there are a lot of options, so people shouldn't delay.
Yeah, the screenings of this will all begin on December the 9th. It'll be Saturday and Sunday first, and then the following weekend, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then the week after that, it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, going right up through Christmas Eve. And the Christmas, you would think that, you know, it'd be really easy to get in on Christmas Eve, but I remember seeing a line of people waiting to get in on Christmas Eve. That's become their holiday tradition.
That's right. Yeah, we didn't used to offer shows on Christmas Eve, but the demand was there. And it's nice, you know, that one, it's not quite as hectic. I think people are a little more peaceful at that one. You know, hopefully their shopping's done, and they're ready just to enjoy the next few days with family. And so, yeah, Christmas Eve is a great time to go.
Yeah, okay. So you had mentioned your website, people, because you can buy tickets for this online to reserve your seats. What is the website for that?
It's www.musicboxtheater.com, and we spell theater with an R-E at the end.
Okay, all right. Music Box Theater, spelled R-E at the end. .com, and you can, if you click under, you know, special events, you'll be able to see it. And there are discount passes available depending on when you go and how many performances you buy and so forth. So look for those discounts also while you're online. Now, tell me about this alternative Christmas double feature that you've got coming up.
Right, right. Well, a few years ago, you know, we're always trying to think of what to add and how, you know, what to keep things interesting. And we noticed that the our traditional Christmas show was, as you mentioned before, on weekends. And so that left the Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays in between. And we said, well, what should we do there? And we said, well, why don't we try some modern classics? And so every year we try a different combination. This year we're going to do Christmas Vacation, the comedy everyone loves from 1989, starring Chevy Chase.
Right.
And then we pair that up with Love Actually.
Oh, very nice.
Wonderful romantic comedy set during the holidays. Now, this, I should say, is a little bit different. We don't do all the bells and whistles on this. We don't do the sing-along in between. But it doesn't matter because, you know, it's great for people to see these on the big screen. And they're becoming just as popular as the traditional show.
Oh, sure. These, I don't want to call them, you know, dysfunctional family classics. But they're you know, as you guys correctly, you know, bill them alternative Christmas classics with these two, and you know, there are many more. Can Bad Santa Be Far Behind? And
we did that one year.
Oh, did you? Of course.
We even did Die Hard, which,
oh, yeah,
you know, people forget that that takes place during a Christmas party in the big corporate high rise.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so musicboxtheater.com. Theater is spelled with an R-E at the end if you want to get information. The alternative Christmas double feature is Wednesday, December 13th. The traditional begins on December 9th and goes all the way through December the 24th. But in the meantime, you've got other features that are going on. I was looking at your website, and I see you've got Beetlejuice playing right now, and my favorite Christopher Guest movie, Best in Show, the Madonna movie that was directed by Warren Beatty, in which he co-stars. Mm-hmm. Dick Tracy is being shown, and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and Rocky Horror Picture Show. I mean, the list goes on and on. Take a look at the website, and you see all these great films that you can see up on the big screen, which is what it's all about. Exact address, please, for the Music Box Theater on Southport.
It is 3733 North Southport.
Always good to talk to you, Brian. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much. Happy holidays.
You too.